Most people still book airline tickets through an airline or travel agent, but more and more are making reservations online. Major websites now account for about 15% of airline ticket sales. Their growing market share is forcing many travel agents out of business and prompting calls for regulation. In Washington today, a special commission holds a hearing to determine whether online travel sites have helped or hurt the traveling public. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Last year, a group of five airlines, American, United, Delta, Northwest, and Continental, decided to start their own travel website called Orbitz. It's still number three behind Expedia and Travelocity, but it's growing fast. And its close relationship with the major airlines has many travel agents worried. Stanley Morris runs a small agency in New York's Hudson Valley.
Right now, it looks as if Orbitz and the others are providing a wonderful service to the traveling public, right? When you can get that fare cheaper on Orbitz, you can anyplace else. But I am concerned that when Orbitz has done away, not only with travel agents through the commissions, but now with Travelocity and Expedia and One Travel, you know, when you're the only player out there, you control the game, which means prices.
But Orbitz CEO Jeffrey Katz dismisses the assertion that his company is seeking to monopolize the air travel market. He says the other online travel sites, along with travel agents, are simply trying to squelch competition in an industry that is expected to exceed $30 billion this year.
This is a growing business. It's competitive, and the leaders in it simply are using the Washington process, and I would say abusing the Washington process, to keep competition out.
The goal of the Congressional Commission will be to determine whether everyone in the travel market, especially travel agents, is getting the best and most up-to-date information. That's according to David Winstead, the former Maryland Transportation Secretary who chairs the commission.
Our objective is to look at the flow of information and ensure the information is being made available throughout the marketplace. And that's the general thrust and scope of this. And we're looking also at the travel agency industry and their current condition and their competitiveness.
Orbitz, meanwhile, is the target of separate probes by the Justice Department and the Department of Transportation. They are examining whether Orbitz has been able to unfairly profit from its ties to the airlines. Rob Atkinson is with the Democratic-backed Progressive Policy Institute. He doesn't feel there's much evidence of that.
It's very difficult for airlines to use the distribution channel to extract what economists call monopoly rents. They can certainly do it, and they are doing it by having airline hubs and doing things like that and charging higher prices because they own essentially certain cities, and that's an appropriate place for government to think about antitrust activity. But on the distribution channel, I think it's way overblown.
Conservative free market groups like the Competitive Enterprise Institute agree. James DeLong, a senior fellow at CEI, has looked at online travel sites, including Orbitz. He says the argument by travel agents they are being barred from obtaining information on some sites simply doesn't ring true.
Well, the fact is a travel agent can look up the fare on Orbitz. I mean, if it wants to. And the travel agent can then sort of tell the customer how to book, or the travel agent can call up.
Once the commission has completed its hearings, it will then present a report to members of Congress, who will then decide whether recommendations or perhaps even further regulation of the online travel industry is in order. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.